Earlier in today's show, we heard from the candidates to represent Phoenix's 6th District on the City Council. It's the only contested race this year, and it's between incumbent Sal DiCicco and challenger Kevin Patterson. One of the issues that current council members have had to deal with is what to do with downtown Phoenix's Sheraton Hotel. It was built during the depths of the Great Recession by the city, and now there's a deal to sell it to private operators. In a recent piece, longtime Arizona Republic columnist Lori Roberts expressed concern about the agreement, primarily what she saw as the city's positive spin on a money loser. Lori Roberts is with me to talk about her opinion piece. Lori, let's go back in time more than a decade. Why did the city of Phoenix get involved in the hotel business to begin with?
Well, Phoenix decided that it had to build a hotel because it had already decided that it needed to expand the convention center. So they spent $600 million to build a bigger convention center that would accept, that could handle bigger conventions. But in order to have bigger conventions, you got to have a place to put people. So they needed a third downtown hotel. They tried to get various private hotel builders to build the hotel, but none of them wanted to, so they decided the city would go into the hotel business.
And we move ahead to early last year, early 2016, because we had all heard that there was a deal, or very close to a deal, that the city was going to sell the hotel for about $300 million. And now we're seeing a figure closer to $255 now here in mid-2017. And there are also things involved, which is, I don't know if you like to pronounce it giplet or giplet or whatever, but the government property lease excise tax. In your column, you talk about some of the concerns here where the city of Phoenix seems to be spinning that financially this is actually a good deal when it really doesn't look like it is.
Well, right. I mean, they had a buyer on the hook. They said their lodging group, they have a offshoot called TLG Phoenix, and they said that TLG Phoenix had offered $300 million for this hotel, and we knew at the time that there would be some fringe benefits given to them in order to do that. But very quickly thereafter, things went off the rails, and they withdrew their offer to buy the thing. And now they've come back with an offer not $300 million, but $255 million, which sort of tells me that this hotel that taxpayers built for $355 million, wasn't worth $355 million, wasn't even worth $300 million. Now we find out that they're willing to buy it for $200 million on the condition that they get a $97 million break in property taxes. And then I think they'll get another $13 million or so that was set aside in a fund to renovate. So in all, they're going to get a subsidy totaling, what would that be, $110 million, which now I'm thinking, okay, the $255 million that they're buying it for, it's probably not even worth that.
I'm going to hypothetically rewrite history, because you mentioned that when the hotel initially opened in 2008, that was the depths of the Great Recession, which we didn't climb out of real quickly. Considering where we're at now, does the city of Phoenix need this hotel if it were properly managed and had the right people behind it?
I would think that once there was an actual market need for it, logic would dictate that the market would have come in. If there was a profit to be made, somebody would have come in and built the thing. So had they held off, I think that it would have been built anyway. It's definite that you have to have a third hotel, although there are other hotels now downtown as well. But, I mean, it's sort of like trying to second-guess it. It makes no sense. It's there. It exists. It's been a drain on taxpayers. The question is, what's the best deal you can get to unload it? And if this is it, then that's fine. It'll be the $97 million giveaway plus the $13 million extra. Just don't try to tell taxpayers it's some great visionary thing that they've done here, because it is not.
And the inevitable question we have to ask, I think, as individuals, but also in a greater sense of government because of all the money that is flying around there, do you think any lessons were learned?
No, I don't think they've learned a darn thing. If they came out and said, yeah, we probably shouldn't have done it in hindsight, but they won't do that. Interestingly, there's only one person left on the city council that was on the council in 2004, so it's not like most of them own this decision. They inherited it, including the city manager, Ed Zuercher. The only one who was part of that city council to begin with was Greg Stanton, who, interestingly enough, is interested in now running for higher office next year.
Lori Roberts is an Arizona Republic columnist. We've been talking about her recent column on the city of Phoenix's plan to sell the downtown Sheraton Hotel.